All right, it is Monday morning, and every summer I enjoy getting out on Friday mornings usually and heading out to a different community and broadcasting from there. And we're not really doing that this year because, you know, the coronavirus. We want to keep our social distance from everybody, and a lot of things got canceled this year, so there's just not as much to talk about. But it is still fun to highlight each of these communities. Our next guest is probably the busiest guy in Marine City because he's got a bunch of jobs, not the least of which is the mayor of Marine City, Dave Vandenbosch, on the line with us right now. Mayor Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How have you guys been doing these last few months during the coronavirus?
I would just like to say I'd really like to see you in person, personally, myself, because it's such a
I'd like that as well, and I'm not saying never. But, you know, we don't have any immediate plans to get out. But as soon as we can, I'd love to get down there to Marine City. What'll I find in Marine City? What's going on there these days?
Well, things are getting back to an semblance of normality. You can't find a parking spot on certain nights downtown, which is a great thing. It's picked up just as soon as people could get out. It was busy, which is a great, great thing.
Well, in Marine City, that was really our first great comeback story here in St. Clair County as far as downtowns go, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But we've got such a great core group of business owners that came in and just, I'd like to take credit for it as the city did things to make it better, but it's that group of business owners and community volunteers that do so much there. And we're still planning on doing the pumpkins in the fall and trying to bring back a little bit of, like I said earlier, normalcy, just to get back to normal.
Yeah, it's important to do that. I was sorry to see the Maritime Days got canceled this year. Certainly understand it, especially on a lot of these things that the planning and the fundraising for, take place in March and April, those months where we, weren't really going anywhere or didn't really know what the future was going to hold.
No, and they've worked extremely hard to get it. They had some solvency issues, and they really worked hard to build the funds back up to put on a very good festival, and it's just sad that they can't do it this year.
Yeah. One of the big issues facing Marine City in recent years has been the ferry that used to run between Marine City and Sombre, Ontario. What's happening with that these days?
Well, we had an investor want to buy the ferry, and it was contingent upon getting agreements with both Canadian and U.S. Customs. U.S. Customs is unwilling to even work with us. Not even. It's just a flat out no. There's no viable way to go with their demands, what they want us to do, without losing key members of our community's businesses. And it's truly sad that they're not even willing to work with us in other areas with different management, with different people in charge. It would not be the same if we were in Cleveland, Toledo. It would not be at all the same, but Detroit's just extremely hard to work with.
That's a shame. So it's really no pun intended, but dead in the water for now, it looks like, huh?
Absolutely. Yes. And it's just a shame. It's part of our heritage in Marine City. I mean, we had a dear friend of ours we lost a few years ago, Gary Coase, wanted to put Marine back in Marine City. And that's something that I'm working on still to try and working on putting a canoe launch or a kayak launch in the Bell so people can enjoy the water. And we're trying to get more things involving the water. So hopefully we've got some plans we're working on, and hopefully we can expand on our waterfront. Not necessarily physically, but expand on the usage of that waterfront.
That would be fantastic. I know Gary'd be pretty happy about that. He was such an interesting driving force in Marine City for just a few years. It's not like he was there for a long time, but boy, did he make a lasting impact when he came in and bought the Mariner Theater, put his Titanic model there, and really, ingratiated himself to this already tight-knit community. But he, you know, he wasn't really the outsider. He was the guy that kind of came in and unified everybody, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. And he had a knack to motivate people. And we're getting that back, but that was a big set of shoes to fill. And he got us rolling and got us started. And then COVID's going to knock us down a little bit, but we're going to get right back up. And as you've seen us down here, it's just such a great group of people. So
it really is. And that's, I think, what makes a small town strong is when all the business people are on the same page and all want to work together and all have the same goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, we're making strides, but in another state, we've got to keep working on the residential areas. And that's one thing that you've seen a lot of improvements in homes and that in the area, which are, this is another great part of having success.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, you survived the coronavirus, things were shut down, now they're reopening. What about from the city budget standpoint? Is it having much impact at City Hall?
We don't know exactly for sure. We're looking very good. I mean, but we've got to wait and see exactly what happens with the state through revenue sharing and stuff like that. And the gaps they have in their budget, how are they going to fill it? I mean, it's looking pretty harsh for our school district, which doesn't affect the city as much, but down the road it would. And but we're looking really good. And we've had surpluses the last, well, since I've been in. And it's through good management and, you know, not wasting money and taking time to look at things instead of rushing into it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's going to take, absolutely. Well, I'm glad to hear that that people are coming back out of their homes and visiting Marine City. You've got a beautiful little community there, Dave. It's a neat place to visit, and I sure do hope that I can bring my microphone down there sometime before the end of this year and do a morning show there, because it's always an awful lot of fun hanging around with you and the gang down there in Marine City.
But we really need to get these theaters opened up. We need to be allowed to let our live theater, our movie theaters, that, you know, the Mariner, Riverside Cinema, Riverbank, and the Snug, all we need them open. And they're a great part of our community. And without letting all businesses open, I don't understand the legality, how we can keep them closed. If you're letting a person, a dentist, work inside someone's mouth, but not letting a theater open, even using social distancing, I it befuddles me.
It seems like it can be done safely if you space people out right. You know, you're not necessarily going to pack everybody in like sardines, but if you could at least spread people out and use all those safety things, we should be able to do that.
Absolutely, but I don't see Lansing wanting to work with the businesses that they should. I mean, I've said it over and over at the city meetings. Open us up. Stop the bloodletting. We need to get people, everyone back to work, not just some people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I hope
that's
that we'll
my stand on my soapbox today.
Yeah, well, no, hey, that's I'll join you up on that soapbox. I agree. Getting theaters open, I think, is going to be vital to getting things back to normal. You got to do it safe. You got to be careful, but I think there is a way to do it. They got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
Mayor Vandenbosch, always great to talk to you. I'm sorry. There's just this little delay. I keep talking over you. I hate doing that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, we won't have that when we're in the same room together.
Right, exactly. We'll make that happen.
All right. Have a great day, Paul. Thank you for calling.
Dave, you too. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate your time.
Yep. Have a good one.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, the mayor of Marine City, Dave Vandenbosch. We're talking Marine City this week. In fact, if you want to go to our WPHM Radio Facebook page, that's where you'll see a question. What do you like to do in Marine City? What's your favorite place to hang out? You like getting a Garburger down there, or going to the Sweet Tooth, or seeing a show at the Snug or the Riverbank? Checking out the Inn on Water Street. A lot of fun places and nice places to go in Marine City. We'll be highlighting that throughout the morning or throughout the week here on the morning show on WPHM.